is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Four-Way Nasal Spray, gives you the fastest decongestant possible.
Mystery meat again. The food hasn't changed since the last time I was in college, but I have. 12 years later, 12 gray hairs. The only gray hairs in the entire class. So, I tried Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, just covers up gray without changing your natural color. Loving Care made my hair softer and shinier. And two boys wanted my number.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
Are you the assistant editor of the Belhaven Dispatch?
Kate, for the love of Pete. What a way to surprise a guy.
How are you, David?
Great. I don't have to ask about you. I just have to look. Sit down.
I just dropped by to see Henry. Has he left yet?
Well, just look in his office there. He's on the phone.
Oh, good. I was afraid I'd missed him.
How's it going in the city, Kate?
Fine.
Still with that real estate office?
Oh, yes, but there isn't much doing. Everything is so high, people just aren't moving. And the people who want to come into the city can't find places they can afford.
Yeah, it's tough times for a lot of people.
I'm just thankful I have that job. If they ask me to wash windows, I will.
I wish Nancy could get a job.
Nancy? Well, why don't you take her on here?
Well, after we let two people go last month? No way.
Isn't she doing anything now?
She's babysitting and part-time at the supermarket and getting restless as hell. I wish you'd take her down to the city, would you?
Oh, David, Joy wouldn't let her go.
Well, maybe her father would.
Are you worried about her?
No, but I'd like to see her on the right track.
Well, I'm going over there tonight for dinner. I'll see Nancy.
I was asked.
Oh, good.
But I told Joy I'm working late tonight. Faye's out sick. Henry's off the phone now.
Oh, I see. Thanks. David, I'll talk to Nancy if you want.
If I want? Oh, it's not my concern.
But I just can't offer to take her to the city with me.
Well, I didn't mean she should move in with you.
I can't even promise to be there for a while.
Oh? Going away?
Well, I may have to. Sort of a business trip.
I see. Well, good luck, Kate.
Thanks, David. Good luck to you.
Right now, I could use a little. Hey, better catch Henry before he leaves.
Yeah, thanks.
Kate, my dear. Come in, sit down.
Thank you, Henry. Well, I'm going back to the city early tomorrow, and I just wanted to thank you for talking to me the way you did last night.
It did us both good.
You told me one thing about Tom that's put a big puzzle together.
Maybe we should have talked about Tom a long time ago, Kate, but I didn't have your confidence.
And I didn't have yours, Henry. You always treated me as Tom's father did, like a little girl.
I hadn't realized how far young women today have come. You want to do everything yourselves.
Everything that's important.
Well, I hope you'll forgive me for showing a little concern about you, Kate.
I'm grateful, really.
Well, now that I've told you what I know about Glory Point and Jamaica, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I may go down there, Henry.
In the name of heaven, why?
If it's a place Tom knew so well, I want to go back to it.
Kate, last evening we talked about trusting each other. You asked me about Glory Point, and I told you everything Tom had told me. But I think if you have any reason for going down there, you should tell me.
I want to, Henry. Believe me.
Then tell me. Why on earth would you go to a place like that?
Because it's like the last piece of the puzzle of my husband's life.
That's not telling me anything.
You told me that Glory Point was the place where Tom said he had buried his soul.
He wasn't himself by that time. When he was on drugs, he used to talk rather wildly.
Well, don't you think I want to see that place?
You're not being candid with me.
Henry, if I tell you everything that's in my mind, you'll only try to stop me.
Which makes me more of a tyrant than a friend.
Well, wouldn't you?
I'd certainly try to persuade you.
You see.
Kate, Tom was in the cocaine traffic down there. It hasn't stopped. It's bigger than ever. Cocaine from South America is flooding this country. It's being brought in by anyone willing to take the risk for large profits. Last week, a man and a woman were taken off their yacht.
I know, I read about it.
Tom is out of it and at peace. Why would you think of going down there?
Henry, don't fight me.
I'm not fighting you, dear girl. I'm trying to take care of you.
But I am not that 19-year-old girl getting married to Arthur Wakefield's son. Too young to know what I was doing. Henry, I've grown up. I must handle my own life.
And you won't trust me?
Oh, Henry, I don't want to hurt you, but don't you see? You make it too difficult.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your cold to yourself?
This is your cold, dear. You sneeze first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestant relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. And think how much we'll save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
Making the drinks early, Dad?
Oh, just set up, Sonny. Your mother likes things ready in advance.
It's not all that much of a party.
Oh, it's always a party to your mother when we have guests.
It's only Kate.
Well, we haven't seen her in some time.
Hmm. David's not coming.
Yeah, so I heard. He has to work late.
I figured he wouldn't come.
Oh, your crystal ball tell you, honey?
No, my woman's native intuition.
You mean you've got that going for you, too?
Going against me. Well, I've made up my mind.
Good.
You don't even know what about, Dad.
Well, I like a sense of order.
Then I'll tell you. If Kate's willing, I'm going to go back to the city with her.
Oh, fine.
No matter what anybody... What did you say?
I said fine.
Mom wouldn't think so.
She just might.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Did she say that?
Honey, nobody could try harder than you have to get a job here in Belhaven. Now, I'm not sure you could get one in the city, but if you want to go back to that studio club with Kate and take courses at the university...
You and Mom wouldn't object?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that what you want?
To go with my parents' consent? Dad, I want to defy the world, to fight for my freedom, to have everybody say... There goes Nancy, plunging to her ruin.
Oh, I didn't realize that was what you had in mind.
Now you're making fun of me.
No, no, I'm just blundering along after you.
Well, it's perfectly simple if you understood my cosmic urges.
Oh, honey, you're at the age for them.
I don't mean something primitive like sex. I mean like feeling the vibes of life, being in tune with the expanding universe.
Oh, that is quite a program.
Oh, there's Kate now. Coming! Hey, Kate!
Hi, Nancy. It's so good to see you.
Come on in. Mom's still in the kitchen. Dad's warming up on being with it. David was supposed to pick you up, but he's not coming.
I know.
You saw him?
Oh, I dropped in at the paper to see Henry and ran into him.
Then he really is working?
Certainly. He wouldn't say so if he wasn't.
Maybe, maybe not.
Welcome, Kate.
Hello, Jim.
Good to see you.
Well, it's good to be here. I'll go say hello to Joy.
Hey, wait, hold it. She's making a chocolate mousse for you. You can't even breathe near her.
Oh, she shouldn't have done.
Try and stop her.
Oh, I am happy to be here with you. There's just no place like it.
Yeah, that's what I say.
And you look wonderful, Nancy.
Oh, that's all I need.
Wrong, huh?
Well, I hoped you would say I looked pale and interesting. Oh, this isn't my day.
Kate,
Nancy has just had the dreadful news. She can move into the city with her parents' permission.
Oh. Isn't that a drag? The fires of revolt down the drain.
Poor baby. So what are you going to do?
Move into the studio club with you.
Oh, you are? Oh, well, when, Nancy?
Right away. Isn't that okay?
Well, of course.
But. No buts. It's just that I'll get it.
Kate, be honest about this. If you think Nancy would be in your way...
She couldn't be. I love her. But I've got to be away for a while, Jim.
A little vacation?
No. No, it's a business matter, something I have to do.
Well, take her with you.
Jim, I couldn't.
It's just a joke. She isn't happy.
I see that.
Hey, that was David. He asked if he could come over this late, and I said, sure. I mean, why not? I won't be in his hair much longer. So when do we go, Kate? Or am I in your hair, too?
Faces of Love has been brought to you by the Oseeder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.